Don't participate in the curse. Mm-mm. Don't participate Mm-mm. in unbelief. Don't participate when they say there's going to be a downturn, it's going to be bad, there's an epidemic, whatever it is. Don't participate.
Don't participate.
Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George Pearson is back with us with more good news. What is this day on our Good News for Prosperity?
This is day 207.
207. Day 207. He's been bringing us positive word on prosperity and blessing. I want to hear some testimonies too.
Yeah, we do need to hear some good testimonies.
That would be so encouraging to us to hear that you took this word that Pastor George preached and things begin to change and look up, and we want to hear it. Let us do it.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Well, Gloria, first of all of the notes that we're teaching from are available on kcm.org. You can get them, download them,
preach them.
Yeah, make copies of them. Do whatever you want to do with them. I think that we've had over 500,000 since we started doing this together, downloads of those outlines.
That's awesome, isn't
so
it?
People are interested in studying the Word of God. They're interested in growing and learning.
Yes.
And also, I wanted to mention, on the Friday broadcast, Sister Gloria and I are going to be receiving communion together. So join us for that. Get your communion elements ready. And we're going to take communion together. And the thing that we're going to do, up until this point in our study of the untouchables, living in God's circle of protection, we've been talking about many scriptures that relate to our protection. We've been going through the 91st Psalm. We've been reading about our covenant of protection in the Old Testament, in the New Testament. And from this point out on our study, in the next 4 days, we're going to take some time now for the application of this. How do we do this?
Good.
How do we walk in that place of divine protection? Today, we're going to
That's
be talking
be
about a message that Gloria taught many years ago, and it's one of my favorite that she's taught, and it's called Build Yourself an Ark. Build yourself an ark. And so what we're going to do today here is we're going to construct our own ark of protection.
Oh, I like that, George.
And it's really wonderful. The thing I enjoy so much, the book that we're offering this week has this information in it. And I take what you've taught in that book and I will outline it and study it out. And one of the things that you taught in this book was about Noah's Ark and how you said something in between our taping. They talked about what if Noah didn't, how'd you say it? Oh, what if Noah said, well, it's not going to rain.
Never rains this time of year.
It never rains at all. And what would have happened had he not obeyed? Well, God was speaking to him about his protection. And he was getting him ready and prepared. And so let's take a look at this, Gloria.
Okay.
In Genesis chapter 6, we're talking today about how to build your ark of protection.
Praise God.
And in Genesis chapter 6, we'll look here at verse 11. It says, here's the Amplified in our notes. The earth was depraved and putrid in God's sight. And the land was filled with violence, desecration, infringement, outrage, assault, and lust for power.
Ooh, no peace at all.
That was a mess.
It was.
They were in a serious mess. And notice that it said it was filled.
That's Amplified.
That's Amplified. And it says it was filled with violence. So there was plenty of opportunity for the destruction of lives.
The curse was running free.
The curse, yes, it was running free. It was running rampant at that time. And listen to this. In verse 14, in the NIV translation, God spoke to Noah and he said, so make yourself an ark of cypress wood. So here we have God speaking to Noah for his own protection, even though they've never seen a rain like they're about to see.
Does the scripture say about Noah that he found Grace.
He found favor with God.
Favor.
Favor, which is the grace of God. He found favor with God.
I'm glad somebody did, or we'd not ever be.
And he was a righteous man.
Mm-hmm.
Noah and his family, righteous man. And so this ark, the ark did two things for Noah. Number one, and Gloria, this is you right here. This is all of this information came from you. This is great. The ark did two things for Noah. First, it provided his deliverance from the destruction that was yet to come. And second, it kept his family safe when the whole world was perishing. That's what that ark did. And we can build ourselves an ark. As you said in your message that you taught on this, you said we must individually build an ark for ourselves and for our family. We don't use cypress wood. We build ourselves an ark with God's word.
Praise God.
That's how we do it.
That's right. Exactly right.
That's how we do it. And you said you can live safe and secure in your ark of protection in spite of the danger in the world.
Build yourself an ark.
Build yourself an ark.
With the word of God and your word and the words of your mouth.
That's right. So, Gloria, are you ready?
Don't participate in the curse.
Mm-mm.
Don't participate in unbelief. Don't participate when they say there's going to be a downturn, it's going to be bad, there's an epidemic, whatever it is. Don't participate.
Don't participate.
Just stay in that word.
In the economy, whatever is going on with the economy, don't participate in it. Don't participate in a depression or anything else. You participate in the word of God.
Stay put.
Stay put on the word. So now, Gloria.
This is no time to go swimming. Stay in the ark.
This is no time to go swimming.
Don't jump overboard.
If we can just talk for a moment, this is one of the reasons why I so enjoy doing these broadcasts with Gloria, because you never know exactly what she's going to say next.
Well, I don't know either.
It just tickles us all in here because it's wonderful. Don't go swimming when it's time to get in the ark.
Don't jump overboard.
Nope. Don't jump overboard either. So, Gloria, are you ready to build an ark?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. What we're going to do is we're going to look at Psalm 91. Once again, in verses 1 and 2, and it says, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. Mm-hmm. My God, in Him will I trust." Now, the word abide there, it means to stay. It means to dwell. It means to take up residence.
That's
we
right.
have to take up residence in that secret place of the Most High and stay under the shadow of the Almighty. And like you said in your teaching, it's a permanent residence. It's a place that we stay all the time. We stay in a constant state of protection.
That's right.
We stay in that place. It's like you said, it's not a temporary hotel room.
That's right.
That's temporary. And you and Kenneth especially, you know a lot of hotel rooms.
We do.
You have had a lifetime.
We have abided in many places.
Yes, you have. You've abided in many, many places. But
I don't know if there is such a word as abided, but we did it.
You have been to these places, but what you said...
I think we made our abode in many places.
You did. But the place... where you live all the time. That's the place you come home to.
That's right.
Whenever you travel, whenever you go on the road,
oh,
that's the
yes,
place that you come
God.
Home to. That's the place of that. I mean, that is where the Lord is able to minister back to you.
Peace,
and that's
peaceful.
That's what we do. We stay in the secret place. We dwell under the shadow. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It's the place where we stay all the time. So, in building our ark, step one, abide in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Abide in the Word. What does it mean to abide in the Word? What would you say, Gloria, to someone who's asking you?
Well, you can't abide if you don't know what the Word says.
Okay.
So you put it in your eyes and your ears. Like the Scripture says in Proverbs, attend to the Word. Give mm-hmm. your attention to the Word of God.
That's how you do it.
And that's how you get results. It gets in your eyes, in mm-hmm. your ears. It gets into your heart.
Right.
And then it talks to you. It abides there. It'll correct you. It'll encourage you.
Yes.
It'll help you.
Yes, yes,
faith
yes.
Faith comes out of that. Glory
yes.
to God.
So we abide in the Word. And one of the things that you mentioned was we have to dig, in this case, into the Word of our protection, which that's what we've been doing since we began last week in this series. We've been digging into the Word. And you have to build it into your life verse by verse. You take a word, like this one here. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You meditate that word. You see yourself in that secret place, living in that secret place of the Most High, under the shadow of the Almighty.
Yes.
You build it into your life. You build it into your spirit. You build it into your heart. And like you said, you don't wait until trouble comes.
No. This is what you do all the time. Bad times, you're the same.
Yeah.
You're dwelling in the secret place. You're abiding.
You're abiding there.
You're putting your eyes and your ears on the Word of God.
Right.
And bringing the Word out your mouth and applying it to situations. People that give up don't receive.
Right.
We don't give up.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever known a time that you and Kenneth have ever taken a faith vacation. I don't ever remember a time when
you wouldn't want to do that.
You wouldn't want to do that.
You have
so stayed in the Word. And that's been the inspiration
George,
to us.
You know, times are tight in a lot of places now. And we've had tight times. Mm. And you were probably the head of the business part of the ministry at the worst time where we got
$6 million.
$6 million dollars behind in TV bills. So what do you do when it's impossible in the natural to get out of that?
Yes.
What do you do? You apply the Word of God.
You apply the Word. You dig into the Word of God.
You stay with it. You don't quit. You don't change. You don't let depression come on you. You just take after that Word and you stay with it until that changes. And how long? It took us a while. But what if we'd gotten halfway and quit?
Well,
we don't know where we'd be.
It actually didn't take as long as they said it would take. In the natural realm, they were saying it would take at least 2.5 years
to get out of that. And that was television time.
That's TV time.
Through money, oil, or anything.
And that was from a natural standpoint. But we were operating in the supernatural.
That's right.
We were using our faith. We were believing God. We were praising God.
Yes, we were.
And at the end of, it was 1988. At the end of 1988, we were $6 million behind. We crossed over into the new year, and by May of that new year, no, it was 1990, the May of that new year, all of our accounts payable were caught up, and by July, all the TV bills were caught up, and they've been caught up ever since.
Right.
So it didn't take
it
near as long.
It was George's fun job to oversee everything.
Well, I was there at that time. We had just gone on daily television, and we went on every available voice.
When you're having a hard time with weekly television, go on.
Daily television.
No, when you're having a hard time, what you do is whatever God says, no matter how.
Right. You dig into the Word. And like you said, you don't wait until trouble comes. You make a lifestyle of this.
That's what we do.
This is our lifestyle. I'll just tell you something about the Copeland family, which I've been around for now 40 years. This is our lifestyle. We go to the Word.
That's right.
We've had good examples to watch, and every one of us have learned to go to the Word of God. If there's
Praise
something
God.
Going on, you dig
That's
into the
right.
Word. But you don't wait until that trouble hits. You have a daily dose of the Word of God every day.
Stay out of trouble.
Building it into your spirit. Even this morning, Terry and I, which we do every day, when we get up, we confess the Word of God to each other. We declare the Word of God.
Amen.
We stay in that place. We declare to each other, we are expecting our greatest blessing ever today.
Hallelujah.
Because great grace is upon us all. We have victory over death.
Amen.
And we are experiencing the manifestation of the love of God. We declare the glory of the Lord over this day, the manifested presence, power, and goodness of God.
Amen.
I mean, we go through,
That's right.
we declare the Word of God. This takes us 5 or 6 minutes straight on through. And then when we're done with that, we just begin to praise God and whatever else that
you
comes up.
You praise God.
But this is 24/7. To build yourself an ark.
That's right.
And do it the right way, it's going to be 24/7.
It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It has to be a lifestyle. It cannot be church one day a week.
No.
And then the rest of the time, you put your Bible aside, you don't take it out until No, we've learned.
We don't wait till trouble comes and then go at it. We stay at it. We stay in that secret.
We have the Word of God going all the time. We're feeding on it. And that's how you build your ark. That's step one. Abide in the Word.
That's good.
Step two, obey the Word. We have to be obedient to what God's Word says. Obedience has to be a lifestyle. If you're willing and obedient, Isaiah 1:19,
right.
You will eat the good of the land. So you have to obey it.
You got to check yourself out.
Yeah, you can't.
Things aren't working. See what you're doing. What am I doing?
That's right.
What am I not doing I'm supposed to do, or what am I doing I'm not supposed to do?
That's good, Lord.
And ask the Lord
That's
to
good.
Correct you. If you just don't have
good.
A clue, I don't know what I did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just say, Lord, show me how to make this thing right, and I'll do it.
Yeah.
He'll show you.
And Noah was obedient.
Yes, he was.
When the Lord told him to build an ark, he was obedient to that, and he did the Word. We are doers of the Word, not hearers only.
That's right.
And whenever we hear the Word of God, we just make that decision on the inside. I'm going
to do
this.
I'll do it.
I'm doing it. Look at your third page, Gloria, and we'll find step three. The first step in building your ark was you have to abide in the Word. You've got to give the Word first place and make it final authority in your life. The second one is to obey the Word. You have to obey what God's Word says. You cannot hear it and not do it.
That's right. Doer of the Word.
You have to be a doer. You have to do this Word. And number three, you have to declare the Word. You've got to speak the Word out of your own mouth. Speaking words of faith will open the door to victory in your life.
That's right.
And so we declare the Word. Like in Psalm 91:2, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust.
Praise God.
So let's do that, Gloria. Let's say, say this after me. I will say of the Lord.
I will say of the Lord.
He is my refuge.
He is my refuge.
My fortress.
My fortress.
My God.
My God.
In him will I trust.
Will I trust.
I like what you were doing just then. We said fortress.
Surrounding myself with my fortress.
We're surrounding ourselves.
Hallelujah.
We are surrounded.
The power of God.
Yes.
The blessing of God. The angels of God.
Yes.
That's all part of our fortress.
Noah was surrounded by an ark. He was protected. And that ark lifted him up and over the corruption that's in the world. That's what the Word does for us today. It lifts us up and over. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world. It doesn't matter what's happening economically. It doesn't matter what's taking place. We are like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth our fruit in our season. Our leaf will never wither, and whatsoever we do, it prospers no matter what's going on.
No matter the economic upturn, downturn,
That's right.
sideways
That's
turn.
Right.
We're in an economic situation all of our own. It's the Word of God. It's the blessing of God.
It's the blessing
Lord. Read the blessing.
Wow.
If you never spent time reading the blessing in the Old Testament, read it. Oh,
yeah.
Man, bless
Deuteronomy,
coming in.
Deuteronomy 28. What a scripture
Glory
that is.
God.
I want to read, Gloria, let me just quote this scripture, and then I'll do this. We have to declare the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
We just said that in Hebrews 11:3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. We frame our worlds with our words.
That's right. We do it.
Noah framed the ark with cypress wood.
That's
we frame our ark with our word, or the
words
word
of faith.
God. Words
the
of
word
faith.
Of God
yep.
brings faith.
Yep.
And our word. It takes our word and God's word
yes.
working together.
Yes.
God's
yes.
word has to become our word. That's how you release your faith.
That's exactly it.
If you're in trouble and you're saying, I don't know what we're going to do. I don't think we're going to make it. I don't see how we'll ever get out of this situation.
Mm-mm-mm.
I don't see how you'll ever get out of it either. But if you'll take it by faith and you'll begin to go get your scriptures to stand on and
amen.
Say them out loud and take them and put it in your eyes and your ears and let it get in your heart, you'll come out.
That's right.
You'll come out
That's right.
of trouble.
Gloria, in your book called Your Promise of Protection, I just want to read this as we finish up. It took Noah many, many days to build his ark. Think about that. There he was, out in the middle of nowhere, building this big ship. No water in sight. Don't
he
you know?
He wasn't a boat builder before that.
No, he was not. Well, that's a good point. That's a great point. Don't you know his neighbors laughed at him? Crazy old Noah, they must have said.
There's not even any rain.
Crazy old Noah and his boys talk about God delivering them from a flood that's coming. They don't know what they're talking about. You know, people made fun of Noah and his family all those years. And the scripture says they did not know or understand the day the flood came and swept them away. They were in the dark. But when the flood came, Noah wasn't in the dark. He was in the
ark. Noah's crazy. Glub, 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 glub. There they went.
I was hoping you would do that. That tickled me a little while ago.
Oh, me.
The flood came. Noah wasn't in the dark. He was in the ark. He knew exactly what God was going to do, and he was prepared.
Right.
Today, I'm saying to you the same thing that God said to Noah. There's a flood coming. Build yourself an ark. Build it with the 91st Psalm. Build it with scriptures about your deliverance.
That's right.
Build it by abiding in the Almighty. Build it by saying with your mouth, He is my refuge. He is my fortress.
Amen.
He is my God. In Him I will trust, and on Him I lean and rely.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait until the flood comes and sweeps you away. Start now. Meditate on God's word of deliverance. Read it.
Praise
Go
God.
Over it every day until it's so
That's
deeply
right.
rooted in your heart that it comes flowing out at the first sign of trouble. Build yourself an ark today. Don't be in the dark. Be in the ark.
Amen. I like it.
Gloria Copeland.
Praise God.
Classic
Hallelujah.
Gloria Copeland.
It's an awesome thing, isn't it?
It is, Gloria.
Praise God.
It is.
When Ken and I, how much time do we have left? 30 seconds. Well, this is going to be short. But when Ken and I first began to learn the Word, and we saw that, we decided we'd do what we saw in the Word, and it said, we found the Scripture, stay out of debt.
Oh,
Amplified,
my.
I think, says
oh,
keep
my.
Out of debt. Well, hey, I married Kenneth Copeland and his notes. He had debt when I married him. And we didn't have anything either. I mean, we had old nothing,
right,
early
right.
Goodwill furniture, you
right.
know. So, and a little project house. So we were broke. We didn't have anything.
Yeah.
And here the Bible says stay out of debt. So what did we do? We said, okay, the Bible says it, we'll do it. And so what was the result of that? Is that we don't lack anything.
Praise God.
In Jesus'
Praise
name.
God. You were a doer of the Word.
That's right.
You abided in
yes.
the Word. You did the Word. You declared the Word. And to this day.
And it was our supply.
It's your supply.
For whatever we needed.
And you're debt free?
Yep.
Praise God.
For many, 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 many years.
Woo, the Word Hallelujah. Of God works.
That's it. It does.
It works.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
Thanks, George. That's been good. George and I'll be right back.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/notes.
A bullet went through the top of our van with my entire family in it, and no one was touched.
I was diagnosed with aggressive breast cancer, and today I am cancer-free.
A flash flood caused our vehicle to hydroplane and flip into a ditch underwater, but we were able to escape unharmed.
And I left church Sunday morning. I died, but here I am today.
I've dealt with depression and suicide, but now I know God loves me, and I have hope.
Discover how you can live totally protected through the Untouchables package. Request Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's 2-week Bible study on DVD or MP3 along with their study notes. Also included is the bonus CD by Pastor George, Protection in Perilous Times, and Gloria Copeland's CD, Totally Protected. We are untouchable.
I am untouchable.
I am untouchable.
I am untouchable.
I am untouchable.
Live every day in God's circle of protection.
Request the Untouchables package by Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's. Yours free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Discover how you can live confident and free from fear in God's circle of protection every day. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
The place where we start in building the ark is making Jesus Christ the Lord of our lives.
That's the truth.
That's the beginning point.
That's right.
I mean, that happened to you.
Nothing
that happened to me.
Until that happens.
It really does. It's the beginning point. It's the start of a life where you can walk out the blessing of the Lord, that you can experience the blessing, be free from the curse of the law, and continue to learn the Word of God.
Right.
And that's why we want to pray with you right now.
Yes.
If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, if you never accepted Him as Lord, today is your day.
Oh, do it today.
And all you have to do, all you have to do is the same thing that we did, is just confess the Word of God, receive Him as your Lord. And so let's do that right now.
Okay, I'll pray after you.
All right, say this after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Thank you for your love.
Thank you for your love.
Today.
Today,
I receive Jesus as my Lord.
I receive Jesus as my Lord.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
I am saved.
I am saved.
Do something with my life.
Take my life.
Yes.
Do something with it.
Do something with it, Lord. We receive you now.
We receive you now.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 I've made my choice now. You've made your choice if you prayed that prayer with us to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You said it. You've done it. That's all you have to do. He's always
ready.
That's it. I don't care who you are. You might be a serial killer in prison. You might be one of the worst people in the world, but you make Jesus Lord of your life. You get born over again.
Praise
you're
God.
Not the same person. You have the same body, but you're not the same person on the inside. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's nothing like that.
So what we want to do is we have the free material to give to you today.
Yes.
The book called He Did It All For You. It begins by studying the Word of God, and we want to help you with that. Here's a book on reading through the New Testament, and Psalms and Proverbs.
That's excellent.
A flyer on how to study the Bible. So this is just the beginning.
That's free.
There's so many. Yeah, these are all free. So we want you to have these and be blessed by them and just learn the way of the Word of God.
Oh, begin to walk up.
I'm telling you,
it works for anybody who'll do what the Word says. It'll work for you. So join us tomorrow, day 8, the protection of angels. You don't want to miss this. That's a big thing. We've got a security service that goes with us all
the time.
We sure do. And nobody overcomes those angels. This is Gloria and George reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
God has a good plan for your life. If you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. To request your salvation package free, go to kcm.org/salvation. Discover who you are in Christ and how to live in victory. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith and the one-year Bible plan every day. Keep up with culturally relevant articles and free downloads on the blog. Click through interactive issues of the BVOV magazine with links to videos and further reading. Follow along with the question of the day. Face tough questions with answers based firmly on the Bible. Get a faith boost by reading testimonies of real-life success stories from people just like you. KCM.org meets you where you are.